GMO and CRISPR technologies introduce new or altered genes in an organism. In a nutshell, I'll explain their differences on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
GMOs, or genetically modified organisms, and CRISPR, which stands for clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats, are used to tweak an organism's DNA. But do you know the difference between them? Keith Edmiston is a cotton and industrial hemp specialist at North Carolina State University. He says GMO is basically an umbrella term.
For most of the public, I think their idea of what a GMO is when you're moving a gene from one species to another species that's not sexually compatible. But scientists don't really use the term GMO because it's not very specific. We've genetically modified all the crops we grow. Even with traditional breeding, you're genetically modifying crops.
CRISPR involves the process of gene editing, and there are many ways to use it. One is to cut a chromosome in a specific spot, let it repair itself, and form a mutation that knocks out a detrimental gene. Edmiston says it's cheaper and more precise than GMO technology.
In the cases of using it for site-directed mutation, at least in the U.S. so far, they're not requiring regulatory for that because it's no different than using radiation to cause a mutation or just looking for mutations within a species. It evens the playing field where it doesn't require a lot of money, so small companies or universities are much more able to participate with this tool.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about GMO and CRISPR technologies at agriculture.com.